Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Baruch Hashem, we're going to continue in Siman Shin Zayin. Again, all these halachos relating to Daber Davar, Mimso Chepzucha. So today, Baruch Hashem, we're going to learn Si'ifim, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, and Yud Dalet. This is beginning on page 204, and today's Amud is Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. So it says the Shulchan Aruch Si'if Yud Beis, very Nogei Lamaisa, especially with Yom Tovim coming up. Zimein Orchim Vehechen Laminim Agadim, if you invite guests and you prepare all sorts of delicacies, Vekasav Biksav, Kamazim, and you make a list of how many guests you invited for each meal and which dishes are going to be served at each meal, as women typically do when they're preparing for a yantif, especially a three-day yantif. You know what each meal is going to have and what they're going to serve at each meal. Asur lekroso b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to read off of it on Shabbos. Even if you put it really high up on a wall where you can't reach it, mishum gzeira shamiyikra b'shtori adiotos, because this is a gzeira that you might come to read from business materials. Dainu shtori chovos v'chashponos, meaning shtoros that involve monetary obligations and chashponos of money. Da'afil la'yein below kriya asur, even to just scan it with your eyes without reading it out loud is going to be asur as well. Aval imchakak because el chakika shokaas mutter. But if you manage to engrave it into a wall, that's mutter. Aval betavlu pinkas avilu muchakukas el kroso. But if it's on some sort of tablet, even if it's engraved on the tablet, it's going to be asr. So only engraved into a wall is going to be mutter. And that is typically not the way people do their menus for Shabbos and Yantin. So let's see if there are any heterim. Let's see what the Mishnah Berurah has to say. First of all, why is this asr? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Memzayin. So the Gemara uses shnei taimim. The Gemara gives two reasons. One is that you might come to erase some of the items on the list. You might come to say, "Yeah, we don't need the brisket that night. We'll do it the next day. We don't, these people canceled on me for that meal, and they said that instead they can come a different meal." You'll see that you don't have enough food for the amount of people that are coming. You'll feel bad that you invited too many guests that you can't really. You don't even have enough seats around the table. You don't have enough room in your sukkah. And you erase it from the list, so that when your servant goes to call these people to come to your house, he won't call the people that you don't want invited anymore. And sometimes you change your mind about which foods you're going to serve as well. And the second reason is that you might come to read Shtarei Adiotos. So one reason is because it's Gezerah Shem Yimchok. The other reason is Gezerah that you're going to read Shtarei Adiotos. V'zeh Asur Kedil Kamei B'Siv Yud Gimel. And we're about to see soon that's Asur reading Shtarei Adiotos is Asur. U'mashe Noagin Shashamash Kari Mitoch HaKsav L'Su'udah, that which they're knowing, that the Shamash, that the person who works for you, the housekeeper or whoever is going to read from the Ksav for the Su'udah, Yesh Machmirim D'Nihid L'Shem Yimchok Lecha L'Meicha Shal K'shaval L'Su'udah. So there are those that are machmir about that and say that's not allowed, because even though he's not authorized to erase anything or to change anything, only the balabayis is authorized to do that, or in most of our cases, the balas habayis is authorized to do that, and other people are not really authorized to do that. But the concern that they might come to read from Shtarei Adiotos is still going to exist. So let's say you live in a home where the woman of the house is the only one that's authorized to change the menu, so could she just have her husband read off the menu for her? So the Mishnah Berurah is saying no, because it may not be a problem of Shem Yimchok, because he's not authorized to erase anything, but it's still a gzer of Shtarei Adiotos. Ach k'shasudi shal mitzvah yesh lahakal akriya la'shamash. But if it's sudas mitzvah, that we're willing to be makel on the Shtarei Adiotos part. Avi b'chal chefzei shemayim d'shari, because that's no longer called mimso chefzecha, it's now chefzei shemayim. And certainly a gabbai is allowed to make an announcement in the base medrash reading from a ksav, because that's also tzarchei mitzvah. But the shari tshuva tries to come up with a different kula, even if it's not l'tzarech mitzvah. That they never made such a gezeira on a shamash, because the shamash is the one that does the that is sent out to do the inviting, and we want to make sure that he gets the inviting perfectly correctly, because one time someone invited the wrong guy and it led to the Churban HaBayis. So we'd rather not repeat a Kamtza Bar Kamtza situation, and therefore there were never goes there on the shamash to begin with. So said, even if it's really high up where you can't even reach there to erase, it's still going to be aser, it's a low plug. But if it's chakach bakosel, it's engraved in the wall, where there's no concern you might erase it, because it's very hard to erase an engraving. And if it's engraved on a wall, no one's going to confuse that with a business document. Even though we said it's a low plug, and even when you can't reach it to erase it, it's still going to be usher because of Shami Yimchok. So you would think, even if it's engraved, we should make a similar low plug. No, people will confuse high up to lower down. No one's going to confuse a ksiva for a chakika. Aval tavlu pinkas. But if it's engraved on a tablet, sheimetaltalim, which is a movable object, michlaf b'shtari adiotos, then it will be easily confused for shtari adiotos. So again, what we're dealing with is two different concerns. We have to address both concerns. There's the concern that it's a shami yimchok, and that has a partial low plug associated with it, and there's the concern of gzerav shtare hediotos. Shami yimchok doesn't apply if it's someone who's not authorized to be mochek. Shtare hediotos is not going to apply when it's for a dvar mitzvah, right? So that's the question. So when you have a combination of heterim that work to address both of those concerns, then it would be mutter. Chakika shoka'as aval boletes aser, but if it's not engraved but embossed, it protrudes, then it's going to be aser in shami yimchok, because that we're afraid you might come to erase. Vafilu gvar harbi shun megil shami yimchok, even if it's really high up, mishum lo plug, because remember, high up doesn't matter. Kumash kosu v'nayin reshei. Vapitkol shesholchan akonim shekosu ben meir shabbos chuma yayin v'ashechar shalokhin, and the little notes that the buyers send that say exactly how much wine and how much beer they're taking from the store. Shaloka dinu, da'asa l'kros ben b'Shabbos. It's not proper. You're not allowed to read from those things on Shabbos. Ken kosu ben yirabe v'niradim kosu ben rak simon b'alma shari. If there's some sort of simon where it's not spelled out, then maybe it's going to be mutter. See if you'd gimel. Shtari adiotos, tainu shtari chavos v'chashbonos v'igro shal shela shalom, asu l'kros ma'afil la'ayin behem below kriya asir. Shtari adiotos, which includes any monetary type documents and even letters of She'elas Shalom, you're not allowed to read, and even to look at them without reading them out loud, without verbalizing, even to scan it with the eyes, is going to be aser. Shtari chovos v'chashbonos, yesh omer mishum mimtzo chefzcha, v'yesh omer mishum shami yimchok. Some say because it itself is mimtzo chefzcha, and others say that you might come to erase something in the document. So you shouldn't be editing things on Shabbos, where there's certainly a concern that you might come to erase something. She'elas Shalom, mishum demichlef b'shtari adiotos, and she'elas Shalom, like letters just that people sent to each other or used to send to each other before there was voice noting and texting. So that would be confused for shtari adiotos. Because when you're looking at it, it's going to be hard not to converse about it. We're talking about that you already know what it says in it, because if you don't know what it says in it, it might have a matter that relates to pikuach nefesh that you need to know about, and then we're about to soon see that for such a thing you might have to read it. But generally speaking, any business related material is usher to read. L'chora, all the advertisements in all the Jewish newspapers are usher to read on Shabbos and Yantif. Have you ever seen anybody read any of those newspapers on a day that was not Shabbos and Yantif? I don't know, but l'chora it is usher. I once got a publisher of a Jewish newspaper very angry at me for saying that in a shiur, so I don't say it in shiurim anymore. This is just a secret between us, but I don't know what the heter would be to read the advertisements in the Jewish newspapers. I don't know. Okay, so if you're dalit, likro bi igeres hashlucha lo emeni yodea ma kosuva, to read a letter that was written, that was sent to you, if you don't know what is written in it, mutter, that's mutter. Velo yikro bepiv al ya'ayin ba, but don't read it by saying out the words, just scan it with your eyes. Vim huva bishvilo michutz l'tchum, but but if it was brought to you, and if it was brought to you from outside the tchum, tovli zarah shelo yigaba, then it's really better to not even touch it at all, says the Mishnah Berurah. So what's going on over here in the sif? Two different things. One about reading the letters, and the other is that a letter brought from outside of the tchum, not to touch such a letter. Says the Mishnah Berurah, sif katan and dalet, mutar d'shemi yesh b'davar shu tzarech haguf. There might be something that relates to your physical well-being in that letter. That's the way they used to communicate things. Even things of urgency would be sent in a letter. Nowadays, by the time it gets in the mail, you know you're already you've already been affected by whatever it is. But Veinu Dom L'Shtari Adiotos, it's not like Shtari Adiotos Shem Rak Tzorach Mamono. Shtari Adiotos is about your money, that there's a sale on this product or whatever. Vine Afti Yeshosim Gabof and Zay, even though there are those that ask, even when it's Tzorach Haguf Kumavor Beis Yosef Samach Bazel Hakol Bof and Shloyikar Rak Ya'ayin Bilvad. We're willing to be makel if you just scan it with your eyes. To be in Bilvad Gam Kin Yesh Metzirim B'Shtari Adiotos, because there are those that allow Shtari Adiotos when you're just scanning it with your eyes. Tovli Zaher, says the Mishnah Berurah, Mishum Mukta Shuvim Michutz L'Tchum, that Tovli Zaher, that you shouldn't touch anything that was brought from outside the Tchum, because it's Mukta, it was brought from outside the Tchum. Demilvadze Ein She Mukta Alein Afteinu Kli Talor Roy Lotzer Al Pitzlochi. So had it not been that it was brought from outside the Tchum, a letter would not be Mukta, because you can use it Lotzer Al Pitzlochi, so to put on use as a bottle cap. Ella, so what do? Yiftachenu Eni Yudi Vu Yayin Ba. Let the non-Jew open it and you just look. He'll hold up the letter and you just scan it with your eyes. And even though something that's brought from outside of the tchum, we paskin that you're not allowed to get hana'ah from it, if it was brought for you, so how can you read it? After all, you're getting hana'ah from something that was brought from outside the tchum. No, the reason you're not allowed to get hana'ah from something that was brought for you from outside the tchum is because we're afraid that you might tell a non-Jew to bring you this item from outside the tchum. But by an igeres, you don't know who's writing you letters. You can't. Now you're not going to ask someone to go bring you a letter that you have no idea if anyone wrote you a letter. So it's not. So there's no such concern. And then another svara is that it might not be called hana'a when you're just looking at something. Hana'a is when you get getting hana'a from the malacha itself. Over here, you're looking at the item. The item was brought from here to there, but you're just looking at it and it was just brought here. It's not direct hanar from the malacha. Shalo yigaba, v'achronim eskimu dein b'zeh mishum muktza klal. The achronim actually paskin, not like what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, that you shouldn't touch it because of muktza. The achronim paskin, it's not muktza at all. K'dekayim lam nesim tov kuf tesvav, d'dov rabba michlitz etchum, ein b'zeh muktza, afilu mishuv b'shvilo, d'as l'anus m'menu, that even though you're not allowed to get hanar from something that was brought from outside the tchum for you, it's not muktza. Hol v'roi li'yisrael achar l'anus m'mena, because you're not allowed to get hanar from it, but other people are allowed to get it off from it, and therefore it's not muktzah. V'makbet ali geres l'shtamish b'kedar chasokrum amnichim b'geres hamischar b'makom amutzna shelo yovdu. And if you're very careful not to use this letter for anything else, because it's an important document for you, so you put it in a safe somewhere, hey muktzah v'asal tazlam, then it's muktzah, then it's taka problem muktzah. Kosva achronim, nog shelo l'kabali geres miyale in yudiyah mevi b'shabbos. If a non-Jew brings you a letter on Shabbos, the minig is not to take the letter from his hand. You say, put it down there on the ground, on the table, in the mailbox. Because we're afraid that before the non-Jew stops and pauses, you might take the letter out of his hand. So the Nachri started the act of Hotzah from one Rishos to the other, and you're finishing that act of Hotzah because he didn't stop. And what if the letter is sealed? So you say to the Einu Yehudi, I can't read it if it's closed, if it's sealed. And then hopefully he'll chop the hint and he'll open the letter for you. But you can't ask him directly to open it unless there's really a great tzorach. So again, to review what we learned today, so in Seif Yud Beis we said that whenever you write menus and guest lists, you're not allowed to read from it for two reasons, because Gzeir Shem Yimchok machlok can be solved if you're not authorized to be mochek. And the other reason is shtari hadyotos. Shtari hadyotos could be solved if it's for the sake of a devar mitzvah. There may be other kulas also. If it's behind a plastic or something, maybe then there's no gzeirah shamiyim chok, but you still have the concern of shtari hadyotos. But anything that's for suda shabbos yantiv is for tzoruch mitzvah. So there may be other ways around it. See, if yud gimel we said shtari hadyotos and even igro sholem are usher to read and even to scan with your eyes. And then it's if you dalit we said that if you don't know what's written in the letter, you can look at it, but don't enunciate the words out loud. Just look at it. And we said that if it was brought for you from outside the tchum, there's a discussion as to whether or not it's mukta. When it's brought for you from outside the tchum, the Shulchan Aruch seems to say yes. Mishnah Berurah says haskamas hachronim is no, but even though it may or may not be muktzah, it is usher for you to get hana'a from it, and even though it's usher to get hana'a from it, you're allowed to scan it with your eyes. That's not called getting hana'a from it, that's going to be mutter. And then at the end, the Mishnah Berurah just said that if a letter comes sealed and you need to see what's inside of it, so you're allowed to tell the Ein Yehudi, I so appreciate that you brought me this letter, but I can't read it because it's in a sealed envelope, and hopefully he'll chop the hint and he'll be able to open the envelope, and then you will be able to scan with your eyes and see what is inside that letter. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, probably from a different location, we will continue with Si'if Tes Vav. Everyone have a wonderful evening.